Happy Hot Independence Day to you. The weather forecast for today calls for high temperatures ranging from 90 to 105 degrees in Wisconsin. An excessive heat warning is in effect for parts of southern and western Wisconsin from today through 10 p.m. on Friday. So, how do you like this weather? That's today's big question. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, July the 4th. We're going to talk about how extreme weather especially affects our psyche and what we can do about it with psychologist Frank Farley. And we will welcome your thoughts and your questions to this never-ending hot weather, or so it seems. Is this taking a psychological toll on you? Are you feeling a little more anxious or depressed or cranky or maybe hot-headed? Maybe you love this weather. Does anybody love it when it's this hot? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Frank Farley, psychologist at Temple University, past president of the American Psychological Association, and he's done a lot of research on weather and our psychology. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So what's it like in Philadelphia these days?
Hot.
Yeah?
Very hot.
Do you have power at least?
I do. Thank gosh for that.
Well, you know what? That I was kind of grumping about the, you know, the weather, as probably a lot of us are. And then I thought about all of these people from the Midwest through the East Coast. And now we just heard in the news, we also have 13,000 northern Wisconsin people who don't have power. So they don't even have air conditioning.
That's got to really be difficult. Yeah, and some of these eastern states like Maryland and Virginia have really been hit hard in terms of power availability. So, we have developed techniques over the years to try to deal with the weather. You know, thousands of years ago, the weather really had enormous control over us, but humans have created ways to turn the balance and have more control than we had. And so air conditioning is one of those things, you know, simple techniques like an umbrella. And so air conditioning in this kind of weather is almost essential when it gets up to, what, 90 to 105, you were saying,
yep,
for Wisconsin.
Right.
And, wow, when it's gone, you've got trouble. And sometimes we become so dependent on these technologies that when they stop working, we're kind of lost.
Right. I mean, I know. I remember as a kid, going into the basement when it was super duper hot, and of course it was a lot cooler in a Wisconsin basement than it would be in the upstairs on a hot summer day, and you know, turning on the fans and all that kind of stuff. But that aside, this kind of extremely hot weather does this take a psychological toll on us?
Yes, it can. And by the way, let me just point out an interesting statistic. The National Center for Atmospheric Research has reported that extremely hot days now outnumber extremely cold days in the United States 2 to 1.
Really?
And nights are getting warmer. So this current heat wave, we had a very serious heat wave last year, if you recall.
Yeah.
And so are these things becoming standard practice in the world of weather? And we need to adapt to that. Well, there are psychological factors. And by the way, it's so important for people to keep in mind the basics on these kinds of days. You know, sunscreen, stay out of direct sun, stay hydrated, you know, wear light and loose clothes if possible, stay with others if possible, try to avoid overexertion. You know, all the standard recommendations when you have these kinds of days. You know, if you have heavy outdoor work, can you postpone that at all? And then the vulnerable groups worry me a great deal, children. It's estimated that almost 40 children die every year in America through heat stroke because they're left alone in an automobile.
Oh, that's shocking. Yeah.
Yes. And so you just can't leave kids alone in a vehicle in this kind of weather.
Or your pets.
Or pets. Mm-hmm. And then the elderly too, you know. So those are kind of the precautions that everybody needs to take. Well, there's evidence. Firstly, our mood is influenced by the weather. There's no question about it. And I did a large study here in Philadelphia in conjunction with the local television station and the weather person, the meteorologist there. And we found something like 98% of people said their daily mood is affected by the weather. And that's not, that's not unusual. We've known that for some time. So your mood is going to be impacted by it. Violence, aggression, hostility, anger, these are things that can be influenced by this kind of hot, very hot weather. Crime seems to be influenced by this kind of very hot weather. And there's research looking at crime statistics and police calls. And
well, what's going on, Frank Farley? Are we the hot weather? I can understand we're, you know, we're cranky and we're, you know, it. Boy, this is, you know, it's hot and uncomfortable. But why does it lead to violence and aggression and crime?
Well, it's not exactly clear, but one of the classic theories is the what we call the frustration aggression theory. People get frustrated when the weather is sort of controlling them. Or interfering with their daily life, and so they can get more irritable and feel they can't do have their usual life, and so they get frustrated. And that theory argues that frustration can lead to aggression. There was one interesting study, Joy, of over 57,000 Major League Baseball games, where they compared behavior on the diamond in higher temperatures versus lower temperatures. And they found that higher temperatures were associated with more hostility in play out there on the diamond.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. 57,000 games were the basis for that study.
Here's another thing I wanted to ask you about, though, because I mentioned that I prefer summer weather to winter weather. I always have. I love the four seasons that we have in Wisconsin, but I just like it a little warmer than a little colder. But that notice I said a little. I mean, this is extreme, and it's been going on for a long time. I mean, we would have maybe a 100-degree day in Wisconsin for one day in August, maybe, it seems, in past years. And now, here we are, you know, having 90-degree temperatures weeks on end and 100-degree temperatures for days on end, and it's only the very beginning of summer. And I think a lot of people are just kind of wondering, it's just kind of freaky, what's going on? And it's worrisome.
Well, it is, of course, and it all revolves around the global warming debate, and most scientists believe global warming is happening, the famous greenhouse effect, etc. There is a smaller group who say it isn't really happening, but the Environmental Protection Agency says that the Earth's average temperature has risen almost 1.5 degrees in the last 100 years. That's actually a lot when you think about it. So the issue is whether we've got global warming going on or not. Again, most scientists believe that we have, and if they are correct, then it will continue to slowly warm, and we may as well, adapt to this or deal with how we can reverse it. And that, of course, gets into that whole extended debate about human activity and whether human activity is leading to this.
Yeah, and I know we're not going to necessarily debate global warming during this hour, but I did see a study that came out in March, and I'm sorry I don't have it in front of me, but it just came out this year, and it said that this is one of the understudied aspects of climate change, the mental health of people. And how we are dealing with this, and that this is that we are more anxious, more depressed, and that is a consequence of climate change.
Absolutely, and those topics, depression, anxiety, etc. Those are close to home; they're very important. So, people might be asking, "Will this thing ever end? A heat wave like this?" Will we ever be able to get back out into the world, spend a day at the beach, not have to worry about loved ones and this weather, not deal with all these various stresses and frustrations, cabin fever, irritability, you know, a short fuse, sort of claustrophobia. You have to cancel plans often, and mobility is reduced. We're an enormously mobile nation, and sometimes your mobility is reduced due to weather. Social life, if you've got to stay indoors with the air conditioning on, so you're, at least your off-life social life is reduced. You can probably increase your online social life. And just the piling on of frustrations and stresses and problems due to the weather. And so that is a consequence, and it's an important consequence, you know, in all of our lives. I also think there's some there's a positive side to this joy, though. I always like to look on the positive side, if you can find it.
And what is the positive side?
Well, there are things like spending more time indoors with loved ones, maybe more time to relax, read, rest, get caught up on chores, you know, in the house or in the apartment. Exercise your what I call G factor, the generosity side of yourself, helping out that elderly person next door or down the street or in the a nearby apartment, solitary people who are alone during these times. You can reach out to them. How about people who don't have air conditioners? Could you invite them over for a few hours, get to know them better? And then you can also increase your online activities indoors, online social life. So you can dig around and find some positive things about this kind of behavior.
We'll talk about more of the positive things that we can do or things we can do to cope with this very hot weather that we are experiencing with this ongoing heat wave. We are talking with psychologist Frank Farley about how weather can impact our moods and our emotional well-being. And we'll talk more about what we can do about this as well. How are you dealing with this weather? Does the hot weather make you crabby or irritable or depressed even, anxious? What are you doing about it? How are you coping? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Checking the weather forecast for today, it's going to be partly cloudy and hot. The excessive heat warning for parts of western and southern Wisconsin continues through 10 p.m. on Friday. High temperatures today between 90 and 105 degrees. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is our big segment, big question segment on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And today the big question is, how has the extreme heat and humidity across Wisconsin and much of the U.S. made you feel? Do you love it? Do you hate it? Or is it freaking you out? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 22 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, July the 4th. We are talking with psychologist Frank Farley about our mood and the weather. And we're welcoming your questions form. We're welcoming your calls on how you are dealing with this heat wave. And we are also welcoming your votes on today's online question during the big question. You can go to WPR.org/joy or find it on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Well, we have David in La Crosse with us first. Hi, David.
Hi.
How are you dealing with this weather?
Well, I just find that the best thing is to just try to accept it and try to stay in the shade, drink plenty of cold, plain water, and just slow down. And this is an opportunity I give myself just to be, I give myself permission to be a little lazy in this weather. And it helps me just to kind of accept it.
I like that idea, Frank.
Yeah, that's a great idea. The lazy days of summer.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great American metaphor, lazy days of summer. No, I think that's a very good idea.
Yeah, and I like give yourself permission to be lazy, to slow down. You don't have to be, you don't have to be on the go 24/7 every day of the year. I think that is that's one of the positive sides of this, isn't it?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. You know, I did see some news coverage of this, the awful storms that were on the East Coast. And there were people talking about how they had not even talked to their neighbors ever, but this, down trees and power lines and a terrible situation out there has caused them to meet each other and to talk each other and to commiserate together. And so that's another, you don't want that to have to happen to get neighbors together, but that's a positive side as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, exercise our generosity muscle. You know, and we get so preoccupied with our own lives and issues. These can be turned into an opportunity, these events, to reach out and get to know people, become a bit more communitarian.
Yeah. We have Jim in Woodstock with us. Hi, Jim. Do you like this weather?
Hello.
Yes, Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm just saying, I love this weather. When I was a kid, I used to ride my bicycle all around. During high school, summer vacation, I'd ride my bicycle all night, times up and down Lake Michigan. And I think the key is to just drink lots of water and let yourself perspire. That's how you stay cool. That's your body's air conditioning. Drink lots of water and perspire and stay out of the hot sun during the middle of the day. I've been gardening, and the tomatoes just love it. I had a watermelon that went from an egg shape to a tennis ball shape to a grapefruit shape in 3 days.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I'm just enjoying the weather. You just got to stay out of the hot sun. I lived in Texas 10 years in the hot, humid Gulf Coast down by Houston, and doggone, you can just stand in the shade and not even move a muscle at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and you just start dripping sweat and the run off your arm like a river. So
I guess it's a matter of perspective.
We complain about the cold in the wintertime, so let's just enjoy what we have now and be glad we're alive.
What about that, Frank Farley?
Well, that's some good ideas there, and it's an individual choice, you know. And some people probably shouldn't get that over-exercised, you know. Perhaps I think most professionals would be concerned about the very elderly doing things like that, where you're really exposing yourself a lot to the weather. But on the other hand, Jim is absolutely right about staying hydrated, drinking water, And in his case, he's really adapting to it and enjoying it, and that's positive.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that it's a matter of perspective. He grew up, he said, in Texas and is kind of used to this, though I laugh because I know some people who say it's cooler in Texas than it is in Wisconsin right now. But do we just have to start getting used to this being the new normal, Frank Farley?
Well, probably. Mm-hmm. If you go along with what the national agencies, the National Center for Atmospheric Research, etc., are saying, this is probably the new normal. But it's an interesting idea, the way you phrase it, Joy, which is our sort of baseline of expectations and behavior. I grew up in northern Alberta in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm more adapted to cold than to heat,
mm-hmm.
And so Jim grows up in Texas. He's more adapted to heat than to cold. And, it's our personal history, our background, what we associate with weather, what kind of behaviors and experiences we've had in different kinds of weather. And so if you grow up in a colder climate versus a warmer climate, that will impact how you deal with this current heat wave right here.
And I know some of what Jim is talking about. I am very happy, and I love to get on my bike, and I love to be outside, and I love to go to the beach, and I love it when it's sunny and 83 degrees. That's what that's the ideal for me. It's just when it's 105 degrees for days on end, and oppressive humidity, and it's that's a lot different. So I love warm. I love even hot weather, but this is extreme. So
this is in a sense heat stroke weather. I mean, when it gets this high, and you really do have to watch out. It can sneak up on you. But, I was talking earlier about how the human race has developed all sorts of techniques to deal with the weather. you know, and we're increasingly, we hope or think, getting control over the weather through all our technologies. But a very simple technology is sunscreen, you know,
right?
And water and hydration. And I think most Americans, you know, realize that and really need to adapt those simple technologies during this kind of a heat wave.
Yeah, and you know, when you mentioned your study that you did with the Philadelphia meteorologist, and 98% of people said that the weather affects their mood, it made me realize that, yeah, maybe extremely hot weather makes people, you know, cranky and frustrated, but some of that is people are happy when the weather is to their liking.
Yes, yes, sure. Summer is, you know, summer versus winter. Summer is when we're most mobile, and America is a very mobile country. I think we have the highest proportion of automobiles per person in the whole world, for example. So, and again, air conditioning is a technology in our battle with the weather, etc. So, but summer is this mobile period. And we don't like to have our mobility interfered with much. And some of that crime, too, may be due to the activity level of summer, and not just the heat.
Oh, yeah, because people are more out and about. You're not likely to, I don't know, break into someone's house in when it's 20 below zero or something.
And there's 4 or 3 feet of snow on the ground.
Right, right. Well, let me hold you there, Frank Farley, because we're going to check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we're going to continue talking about the weather and our emotional well-being. And we're wondering how you are coping with this excessive heat warning that much of Wisconsin is under. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. So, is it hot enough for you? That's today's big question. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7:36 on this 4th of July. It is going to be a hot 4th of July for the state of Wisconsin and for much of the country, for that matter. This heat wave continues, and we are talking with a psychologist about how this extreme weather can affect our mood and our emotional well-being. And we're talking about how to cope with weather extremes. And we're welcoming your questions. And we're also welcoming your suggestions. Maybe you have some cool things that you can suggest we do today on this 4th of July. How are you going to stay cool? How are you going to cope with this heat wave? And how are you going to get out of the house? Maybe you have air conditioning in your house and you can just stay home, but a lot of people kind of get cabin fever if they're just kind of forced to stay in their house. So what are some cool things we can do today? Safe things we can do today? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And we are also inviting you to participate in our online poll. What do you think about this weather? Is this something that you absolutely can't stand, this hot weather? Or is it something that you enjoy? Do you like hot weather? Or is it kind of worrying you? A lot of people are worried because it is so hot for so long, so early in Wisconsin that we're wondering what this means in terms of climate change. A lot of people a little anxious, maybe a little depressed. How are you? Frank Farley is our guest, psychologist at Temple University, past president of the American Psychological Association. And as the calls come in, Frank Farley, I mean, people don't want to just sit in their house in the air conditioning, even if they have it. I mean, we do want to get out and about. What would you suggest?
Well, you know, just a sort of standard set of precautions, you know, like sunscreen, like water, staying hydrated, light, loose clothes, and you know, spending time with others, so that if something happens with you that's not good, there's somebody there to help you with it. So Those are the kind of things that I would recommend. I'm particularly concerned about children in this kind of heat. I mentioned earlier that dreadful statistic about, you know, some 40, roughly 40 children every year die in vehicles due to heat stroke, and they've been forgotten there, left there often. And so during this kind of weather, you know, if you have children, you know, you really have to be cautious, and you simply can never leave a child alone in a vehicle. One simple technique is to be sure that you don't forget that they're there in the back seat, is to put your personal things like a purse or a briefcase or wallet or something in the back seat when you take off on your journey. And then when you get out of the vehicle, will remind you, because you're going to pick up your purse, you're going to pick up your briefcase in the back seat, that, oh, you know, you've got to take the child with you. And then also, if anyone, any listener, you know, sees a child alone in a vehicle in this kind of weather, or basically any weather, you know, dial 911 and have that dealt with.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
Oh, and by the way, another one is pets. You know, some pets have long hair. Dogs, for example, and you know, they can't look after themselves, and they can't go fetch water, or, you know, sunscreen is irrelevant. And so you've got to look after your pets.
I understand that you had a recent weather-related anxiety story.
I did. Mm-hmm. I was on last Friday. I was driving from Philadelphia to New York, and my dog was in the. It's a small RV, a very small. It's like an SUV, and he was in there. And he's an elderly dog. And I had the air conditioning on, and I had extra water with me for him. And, gosh, I was driving along on the interstate, and suddenly my engine dies, and the whole system shut down. It was an electrical problem. And so I pulled over to the side of the road, and everything went dead in the vehicle. So I couldn't stay in the vehicle, so I take my elderly dog, he's almost 13 years old, into the nearby bushes where he can get out of the sun.
Oh, my goodness, yeah, you're in the middle of nowhere. You don't have anywhere to go.
Right, and I get on my cell phone, very useful thing, a cell phone in these conditions, and phone for a tow truck. Well, it didn't come. Traffic was horrendous. And finally, I'm really worried about him, and I do have water for him, but he's breathing badly. So I decide to dial 911.
Well, that makes sense, because you both were probably in some risk sitting out there for a long time.
It was 100 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And I told the police, you know, this is not a crime call or anything. I told them exactly what it was. I've got an elderly dog, and you know, I'm worried about whether he's going to survive this. I'll tell you, this was in New Jersey. Within minutes, a New Jersey state trooper arrived. And he was fantastic. I mean, he was immediately, we got my dog into the back seat of his car. And my dog's arthritic, so it was a little bit hard getting him in there. We had to help him. And then he turned his air conditioning up high, opened the window between the front and the back of the car, shut the door, and he and I stood on the outside while my dog cooled down.
Oh, good.
And this police officer also phoned the tow service, and that got action. And within minutes, a tow truck arrived, and we were on our way, you know.
Just have the highway patrol call the tow truck, and they'll be right there.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah,
that,
well,
there's a story that, there, isn't there?
That's that, and that is that. That you just, and you also experienced the kindness of others when you were in a crisis.
This guy was fabulous. Mm-hmm. You know, New Jersey State Trooper. He was terrific, and your listeners too. If you break down and so on, and you're not getting quick service, my recommendation is dial 911.
Yeah. Well, we are talking about the extreme weather and our mood, the psychological toll of extreme weather, and we're welcoming your thoughts and your questions and your suggestions on how you're coping with this weather, things we can do to cope with the hot weather. Bob in Black River Falls is with us. Hello, Bob.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you dealing with this this weather?
I'm in my Prius heading south to Evanston, Illinois. Your guest spoke of exercising your generosity muscle. I'll maybe expand or change that as a responsibility muscle. My daughter is in graduate school at Northwestern, and they have extreme heat, probably a little warmer than what maybe southern Wisconsin's experiencing, but she doesn't have air conditioning in her second-story apartment. So I'm spending my 4th of July driving an air conditioner down to put it in her window at her apartment.
What a great dad you are. Oh, and she needs that on a second-floor apartment? No air conditioning in this kind of heat? Wow.
Well, she was pleading with us, my wife and I, that this wasn't needed and she was fine. And I noticed the weather for, I guess, today was going to be 97 down there. And so I figured I'd spend my holiday doing that, and I'd get to see her again, so that's always a benefit.
Well, happy 4th of July, and Bob, what a great thing to do. And Frank Farley, that's he's calling it his responsibility muscle.
Absolutely, and his paternal muscle,
yes.
And all those good things. Yeah, so this heat wave was helpful.
Yeah, that's a great thing for you to do. Thanks for the call. What about you? What are you going to be doing today in this this hot day where we have this excessive heat warning going on? And how are you coping with the weather? How do you like this weather? Do you like this at all? Do you hate it? Is it freaking you out some? We did put that big question up on our online poll. 64% of respondents say they hate this weather. 36% say they are freaking out over it. No one, zero, zippo, has voted that they like this weather. So we welcome your thoughts and questions about the weather for Frank Farley, psychologist at Temple University, past president of the American Psychological Association. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. The weather forecast for today says partly cloudy and hot. Isolated thunderstorms possible in parts of northern and eastern Wisconsin. Highs today between 90 and 105. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up after 8 on this 4th of July, we will talk about the pursuit of happiness. What are you doing to pursue happiness in your life? We will talk with the co-founder of the Happiness Initiative about how we can pursue happiness and how we can achieve more happiness. That's coming up after 8 o'clock. Well, I guess somewhat related topic. This hour, we're talking about how the weather affects our mood. This extremely hot weather has a lot of people maybe a little anxious, a little irritable, maybe a lot irritable. It's affecting our moods. We're talking about the weather and our mood with Frank Farley, psychologist at Temple University. And we have other callers, Frank Farley, but any thoughts on pursuing happiness in a heat wave or otherwise?
Well, you know, this is Independence Day, and it's part of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, turn the weather conditions into something that works for you, you know, that might make you feel good. It's clear from your poll, the 36% who are freaking out and the 64% who don't like these conditions, that it's not leading to happiness with them.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we're a learning species, and if this warming continues, we're going to have to learn how to live with it better than we are now, and learn to turn it around to help us be happy, to find ways to thrive in this kind of weather, because the weather this kind of weather is not going to disappear in the future. And so we need to psychologically get with it and find ways to be happy during this kind of weather.
And I think we'll get there. You know, we're so doggone creative and ingenious and innovative. So all of the simple technologies that I've been mentioning that help us to get through this kind of thing, maybe we'll develop technologies that will help us to actually thrive and be happy in extremes of temperature.
Yeah, certainly something to look forward to in the future. But is there a, I don't know, a psychological tip you can give us for today to make it through this very hot 4th of July?
Well, take all the safety precautions and then accentuate the positive, mm-hmm. you know, the spending time perhaps indoors or in shady areas with family and friends, helping out someone. You know, when you help somebody else out, it makes you feel very good. And so this is a great time to be generous to people who might be elderly or, you know, maybe they don't have air conditioning. We keep coming back to air conditioning, but they, you know, and help them out, and it's going to make you feel great, and it's going to be very good for them.
Our next caller is Annette in Janesville. Hello, Annette. How's it going for you?
I hate the weather, but my husband adores the weather.
He does. All right.
Yes. He had a G moment coming home from Madison last week. He's 77. He has a terminal lung condition, but he still does physical work and is active playing in bands. And he was coming through Evansville, and he went by a young man, probably early 20s, with a sign that said hungry. And he thought about it, turned around, went back. He had just purchased a lunch for himself that he was taking with him, and he turned around and he gave it to the young man.
Oh.
Who is very grateful. But on another note, because both my husband and I have lung conditions and we've never smoked, we had planned to go to the Janesville Beloit Symphony, the patriotic concert downtown last night, but we were told there was an air quality alert, so we didn't go. We missed that. And I haven't heard on the radio, but they say that as long as this weather continues, we will be under an air quality alert. Do you know if that's correct?
I do not personally, but I can see if we can look that up. I'll ask my on-air producer, Naya Mukherjee, to see if there is an air quality alert for the Janesville area or for all how much of Wisconsin and whether it's still in effect. But that is another issue, Frank Farley, because when it's hot and muggy, the air quality is bad. And if you have any kind of a respiratory issue, you really are going to be pretty much housebound.
That's true, mm-hmm. Yes. And that's part of that restricting quality of this kind of extreme weather. You know, it restricts your life. And that's one of the things we need to work on, you know, going forward in our society, increasing air quality, developing means to not be so restricted and constricted. So, that is. I would also like to underwrite that wonderful G moment that Annette mentioned about her husband. You know, when you see people out in the street with signs, unemployed, et cetera, I hope that people will exercise their generosity muscle.
Yeah. Annette, thank you so much for the call, and I hope all goes well. A quick search did not find any air quality alert issued by our Department of Natural Resources, but if we find something, we will certainly pass it along. Barb in Fond du Lac is with us. Hello, Barb.
Hi. I'm over the top with the stress from the heat. I work outside. I work for I love my job, a landscape company, and I water the annuals in pots at the hospital, hospice. There's just several places that I water. And then now, especially now with the holiday, there's some residentials that I do. And it's just endless. It's just relentless. But I love the comment about helping other people. One of the gals that works with me called this morning and said that she would do hospice for me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Aww.
It means everything. It means everything to me.
Yeah, that must be really hot stuff. You're outside. I mean, this is she has to work in this, Frank Farley, so, you know, doesn't have a choice of staying home.
No, but he certainly seems to like it, you know.
Barb, yeah.
What's that?
It's her. It's Barb.
Oh, sorry. Mm. Right. Barb. It was a scratchy audio there. Yeah, she seems to like it, and what... You know, what more is better than that?
Yeah.
So, again, you know, this generosity part of us often will come out in these situations. I'm often asked, having studied human motivation for decades, what is the highest human motive that I know of? And I usually describe it as generosity. I don't think you can get a finer motive than that.
Yeah. Thank you, Barb, and stay safe. Deb in La Crosse is with us now. Hi, Deb.
Hi. Hey, I first want to say that for years I have listened to your show, and I usually am at work, so I can never call. But today I'm off, and I got to call.
Oh, I'm glad you called, Deb.
Yeah, and I just want to say I work outside also for a living, and I love the heat. I sweat a lot. I drink a ton of water, and I would choose this any day over winter.
Yeah, I know. Even when it's 100 plus, Deb.
Even if, because I know what it's like to work outside in the snow, and so the heat is fine for me.
Well, and that's a coping mechanism. We had another email from a listener, Frank Farley, who said, "I'm getting through this heat wave by remembering what it can be like when it's 20 below in January."
Yep, because I guarantee you in February, December, January, February, when it's snowing and everything, people are going to say, oh, I'd rather have it be 105 than to deal with this. So
yeah. Well, Deb, I hope you enjoy your day. Are you going to be spending it inside or outside today that you're not working?
Actually, I'm going on the river, so it's going to be a good day.
Sounds like it. Thank you very much. Happy 4th of July. I'm going to try to get one more call in before we go. Amy in Appleton. Hi, Amy. How are you dealing with the weather?
Hi, Joy. I'm doing pretty well. I just wanted to remind people that there were an awful lot of good summers previously, and we've had some of our best get-togethers talking about when we were kids, when we were in parades, and all the silly things we used to do. And I grew up on a lake for 25 years. And my mother had a rule. We could go in the water for 10 minutes, but when she blew the whistle, we had to come out and dry off, and then we could go back in again, but that was only with zinc oxide all over our body. So we were the little white ghosts of the neighborhood.
Because of that. So, yeah, I'm just remembering that, Amy, or thinking that back that we've done this before?
Oh, I've done it many, many, many times.
Yeah. Well, just as long as, I guess, you take the precautions. Frank Farley, just a minute to go. Maybe a last minute word of advice.
Well, again, all the safety things, and take care of yourself. Watch your diet. Get some sleep. Share experiences. And, you know, Amy really pointed out beautifully how the weather is so intertwined with our memories and our happiness and our lives and our moods and our emotions. And so weather, we've evolved in weather, and it's a very important thing in our lives.
Yeah, well,
it's not just the physical, but it's also the psychological.
Thank you, Frank Farley, for being with us. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.